You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Reckless Love of God, Experiencing the Personal, Passionate Heart of the Gospel by Alex Early. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Baker Publishing Group, originally published in English as The Reckless Love of God, copyright 2015 by Alex Early. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. I hate that book. This bold and angry statement came from a bold and angry young man. I said those words to my dear mother about 19 years ago when I saw her Bible sitting on the passenger seat as I climbed into her minivan. "Why does the Bible bother you so much?" she asked. "I don't know. I just feel like every time I turn around, God is right there in my face. I can't get away with anything anymore. I wish he'd just leave me alone." God, my soon-to-be Abba, was putting his heavy hand on me, and Jesus had his loving eyes on mine. I found I couldn't escape the Father's grasp or the Son's gaze. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. I assume if you've picked up a book called The Reckless Love of God, then you and I may have this experience in common. Having been raised in a Christian home, I knew what God did for me through the cross of Jesus. I also knew that believing the Bible and embracing Jesus as my Lord and Savior would permanently change everything about me. I was at a crossroads. I didn't like the idea of having a Lord because it was too scary and too unpredictable to follow a God that I couldn't and still can't physically see. I liked being in charge of my own little world. Being under someone else's authority did not sound appealing. Not one bit. Beyond that, I also had questions like, does God truly love me? Or does he just want to tell me how to live my life? Where will this God take me? How will this God feel about me when I screw up? Will he want me even if I don't want him or forget about him? What will happen when we don't see eye to eye? Is he keeping score on me? If so, how will I know how I'm panning out? These questions kept me up at night. Answers started rolling in on April 11th, 1996. I heard a song that quoted John 3:16, a verse I'd heard my whole life, and yet right there, in rural Georgia, Butts County, to be precise, the author of the scriptures became the author of my salvation. I simply believed that, as it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It wasn't evidence of God's existence I needed, but reassurance of his love for me. So why do so many Christians need to hear this message of the reckless love of God again? The reasons are many, but one that stands out is that we are often way too satisfied with a study of God rather than an actual intimate knowledge of him personally. As long as we can keep God as a subject to be examined under glass rather than a person to be encountered, we feel safe. Doctrine is not a matter of talk, but of life, John Calvin wrote. It is not grasped by intellect alone, like other branches of learning. It is received only when it fills the soul and finds a home in the innermost recesses of the heart. We feel safer and in control with subjects.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?